Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign for ever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Wow, the Lord's works are marvelous, and his ways are past finding out. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of the praise of our souls. This is why we must not put our trust in mere mortals, not earthly princes or kings or any of the sons of men. For they are but flesh and blood, natural, of the dust, earthy. And they cannot help us in the day of death. They cannot stand in our behalf before his judgment seat. They can't even help themselves in the day of their death. For their breath goeth forth. They return to the earth. In that very day their thoughts perish. No, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Hallelujah! The Lord which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Hallelujah! The true and living God, the creator of all living souls, the one who speaks the truth and keeps the truth forever and ever. Praise him. But isn't it amazing how the true God didn't just stay in heaven and leave us to perish and die? Isn't it amazing that the creator of heaven and earth, the one by whom all things were made, came down in the likeness of men as the Son of Man? And yet, not just as the Son of Man, but the Son of God. Jesus, Jehovah, is salvation, the God of Jacob, the creator of heaven and earth, the word of truth and life. He was made flesh and dwelt among sinful man. And he executed judgment for the oppressed souls of men by calling men to repent and preaching the kingdom of God. He broke bread on the mountains of Israel and gave food to the hungry souls of men. The Lord himself descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he loosed the prisoners by preaching his glorious gospel. The Lord Jesus opened the eyes of the blind so that they might see him, the light of the world. He raised up all those that were bowed down with sickness and disease and impotency by the healing word of his grace. The Lord Jesus loved the righteous and made them his disciples. He relieved the fatherless and the widow by bringing new birth and covenant so that they might be children of the Most High and betrothed unto himself in love. But the tables of the money changers and all the ways of the wicked, prideful, hypocritical chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees, he turned upside down in the wrath of the zeal of his father's house. And this same Jesus, whom Israel rejected, this same Jesus, had the Father made the headstone of the corner. And he shall reign forever and ever, for he is thy God, O Zion. And he shall reign unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And because of Jesus, the one which keepeth truth forever, and came to bring life eternal to mere mortal men, I shall have life in him forever and ever. So let us praise him unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146.